Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Alex Dolan with the Patron Saint of Suicides.
Hey, this is Vince from Audio.
And we are here to welcome everyone to Season 2 of the Patron Saint of Suicides. First off, I want to thank everyone who listened to Season 1. Thank you for sticking with it. We have Season 2. We're really proud of it. Vince and I wanted to come on board and just say thank you and hope you like Season 2. We went the extra mile to try to make this as good as possible for you, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. It should be great. I'm really excited to hear what people think, especially after the cliffhanger from Season 1. It's been a long time coming. I think we started this pretty quickly after Season 1 ended, and it really took us like all of that time. So let's see, what's some stuff that people have to look forward to for this season? What are you excited about?
For those who have never heard of me before, I write. I typically write books and short stories. The first season of The Patron Saint of Suicides was based on a book. And effectively, it was an adaptation of a novel, you know, written to really fit the format of an audio drama. And Season 2 was really written directly for the medium. What we try to do for everyone listening is we sped up the pacing, we tried to make this more exciting, we tried to play around with the sounds that you're going to hear and try to play around with the audio. And I hope that comes through, but I think that's the difference between how you're going to experience Season 1 and Season 2.
Oh, man, there's so many things. I'm the sound design nerd on the back end, so, you know, all that kind of stuff always sticks out to me. I love the song for this season, the theme song. We took the same major beats from the Season 1 theme, but we switched out, you know, a lot of the train whistles with some other pertinent sound effects for this season. So we're hoping you listened to the trailer already and you've, you know, heard some of that. But yeah, that was always fun. Here, take a listen again real quick.
Audio Media presents The Patron Saint of Suicides, created by Alex Dolan.
This is not a huge spoiler. It's not even really a spoiler. But the theme song that Vince referenced basically involves a whistle. It's basically a re-edit of Season 1, but instead of the train, which was a recurring theme in Season 1, we have a whistle. And the reason that we have a whistle is that the main villain in this is somebody who goes by the name Walking Sam. And Walking Sam is an actual legend. It started in South Dakota. It started in Oglala Sioux country, and the idea was there was effectively a demon. This was sort of a Slender Man kind of character who is a tall, dark figure who wears a top hat, and he whispers to people until they decide to kill themselves. So that is an actual urban legend, and the way that he announces himself is that he whistles. So when you hear the whistle, it really comes from this legend of Walking Sam.
Yeah, and the Season 2 cover art is based on that same legend as well. When we were designing it, we went through a whole process of looking at, like, you know, photos and renderings of people who have witnessed Walking Sam and then sort of recreated it in our, Patron Saint of Suicides version.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like Hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Some of the scenes that we referenced like early on, I'm sure we'll do a full director's commentary breakdown at the end of this, but like obviously there's that famous scene in season one with the bathroom and the toilet, and so it was kind of fun to open this season in episode one in a bathroom yet again.
I love that for a couple reasons. One, because it references the first season, but for anyone who's listening, if there are any Breaking Bad fans out there, one of the things I loved about Vince Gilligan's pilot script for Breaking Bad, which everyone can find and download online if you're curious, is that the opening is something to the effect of there's basically a cow patty on the road and there's an RV that basically drives through the cow patty. And Vince Gilligan basically says something to the effect of, other shows wouldn't show this to you, but we do, splat. That's actually in the screenplay. And I you know, that toilet flush in the opening just kind of reminds me of that. Just like how I'm a big fan of just kind of not, you know, maybe it's juvenile humor or maybe it's just I just like the fact that there's a sense of play about it. I'm excited that one of our actors, AJ Beckles, who played Turo Torres in season one, is coming back. And a totally different role, and I love working with AJ. He's just a fantastic actor, and so I'm excited for people to hear his performance. I'm excited to get, one of the things that we did differently this season is, for those who may know, a lot of the performances are recorded independently. Our cast is located throughout North America, so we don't often get a chance to be in the same, certainly not in the same room, but even in the same recording session with everyone. What we were able to do this season, which was really exciting, was the two leads, Victor Blossom and Haven Otomo, who are voiced by Rob Schwarb and Elisa Park, were able to actually do scenes together. And this was really exciting for us. You can expect to hear kind of a more natural back and forth. Something that's exciting about listening to two actors perform together. And I'm excited to have you listen to that.
Yeah, I'm just excited to hear what people think. Season one was so much fun, on Discord, on all of the social medias, and even the subreddit, just like talking to everybody who'd listened to the show and, you know, waiting for their reaction to that first season. So I'm really excited to do it all over again. And Alex, we also have some stuff from the cast that wanted to say hi and pop in, so let's roll those real quick.
Hi everyone, my name's Rob Schwarb. I play Detective Victor Blossom on the Patron Saint of Suicides. I absolutely loved doing all the live recordings with everybody at Audiome, who's going to do a great job with production, as well as Alex, who wrote an incredible story. I loved how the first season turned out, and I know everyone's going to love this second season as well.
Hi, I'm Richie Ammons. I'm the narrator on the show. I was so happy to return from season one. I was excited to see a season two. When the script came by, I was like, yes, here we go. So the story was great, the characters, the dialogue, it was so fun doing this show. I've been a fan of audio dramas, audio books for years and years, so this was a great opportunity, and I enjoyed it so much. Thank you guys for listening. Take care.
Yeah, enjoy. And then, as always, look out for the end of the season where we do some more director's commentaries and behind-the-scenes stuff. Where can people find out more information about the show and you and all that kind of stuff, Alex?
You can go to suicidesaints.com, and you can always go to alexdolan.com. That's alexdolan.com. We're excited to talk to you, so feel free to reach out and talk to us. We're excited to meet other creatives in the field. We'd love to have you review the show on any platform that you use to listen to podcasts. It does really help the show. But also, we're just grateful to have you on board and have you listen.
Yeah, thanks so much for checking out the show, and enjoy the season.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.